Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 30th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's digest opens on a challenge to longevity science's foundations. A New Yorker book review argues the age data behind centenarian research is fundamentally unreliable, reshaping what we thought we knew about extreme longevity. On the clinical front, a 9-year study of 1,556 adults shows blood pressure treatment can reclaim over 8 years of cognitive aging, while anti-diabetic drugs fail to reverse entrenched metabolic damage. Supplement readers get a sharp evidence check. Folic acid is linked to 2.6 times higher COVID mortality in a UC Davis study, and 8 artery health compounds are ranked head-to-head against the actual evidence. Our Aviato deep dive rounds out the issue with a rare supplement story that has a measurable endpoint: krill oil's precise and personally trackable effect on triglycerides. From the research desk. The headline: Something is very wrong with modern longevity science. According to the New Yorker, a New Yorker review of 2 new books, including one by Australian researcher Saul Justin Newman, argues that many of the world's celebrated supercentenarians may not be as old as claimed, because historical birth records in longevity hotspots were often unreliable or simply absent. This is the one to read today, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Treating blood pressure saves 8 years of brain aging, but diabetes meds can't do the same. From Rapamycin Longevity News. A multi-ethnic longitudinal study tracking 1,556 older Asian adults over 9 years found that active antihypertensive therapy correlated with reclaiming more than 8 years of age-related cognitive decline, a striking neurological benefit. Clearing zombie brain cells stopped Alzheimer's progression in new study, from Pharmacy Times. Researchers identified a specific population of senescent, or dysfunctional zombie, brain cells as a key driver of Alzheimer's disease progression. In supplement news, folic acid supplements linked to 2.6 times higher COVID mortality in UC Davis study, from Pharmacy Times. A study from UC Davis found that people supplementing with folic acid were 2-8 artery health supplements ranked by the evidence, what actually moves the needle, from the proof. Simon Hill methodically ranks 8 popular cardiovascular supplements, including CoQ10, berberine, natokinase, and pomegranate extract, against the actual trial evidence for reducing arterial plaque. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.